This is Tri-States Public Radio News. A jury found former Burlington Alderman Chris King guilty of sexually abusing four teenage girls. The panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for about 8 hours over 2 days before delivering the verdict Thursday morning. The girls came to King's photography studio for their high school senior pictures. King is accused of giving them alcohol and then sexually abusing them. Andy Hoffman covered the trial for the Burlington Hawkeye. He says King faced 6 charges. He was found guilty of 4, 2 counts of sexual abuse and 2 counts of assault. Hoffman says there was little reaction when the verdict was read.
The judge had admonished the packed courtroom, which was lined with uniformed and plainclothes detectives. He would not tolerate any outbursts. Mr. King basically bowed his head, and as you know, he's been having trouble with nosebleeds, and he started wiping his nose because it started bleeding, but there were some tears in his eyes, but he showed no outward emotion. And his wife, who was sitting behind him in the front row, and his mother-in-law, who testified on his behalf, also remained stoic. There were several of his accusers in the courtroom with their families, and they breathed a sigh of relief, but there was no outward exhibition of any emotion, although I did talk to some of them afterwards, and they were extremely happy. It's been a major ordeal for everyone involved with the victims and their families.
Where do we go from here? I believe sentencing is maybe in a couple, or maybe next month?
He was out on a $40,000 cash-only bond. District Judge John Lynn immediately revoked that bond upon the verdict of guilty. He was transported to the Des Moines County Jail, where he would be held without bond pending his sentencing on September 19th. He also has a second trial on numerous other sexual abuse charges involving the same photography studio with a different set of victims. The charges against him in that case are very similar to the charges that he was found guilty of today.
These are different victims. These are going to be a different set than what was just going through this trial.
Definitely. The 4 victims here have completed their role, and the Des Moines County Prosecutor Amy Beavers will now move on to the second phase of the prosecution of Chris King, which involves a completely new set of accusers with very similar stories to what the people testified to at this week's trial.
From your experience covering trials all these years, you had mentioned when we spoke earlier in the week about just the impact of the testimony that you heard. How does this trial sit with you with some that you've heard in the past in terms of what you heard and the descriptions that you heard?
You've got to separate. It's apples and oranges. I've covered several murder cases where the testimony was extremely excruciating, and we're discussing the manner of death and everything like that. It's a different approach in sexual abuse cases where the victims are on the witness stand having to recount before 12 strangers in a courtroom full of people what they were done to them. And you always got to remember that in this case, the girls were between the ages of 16 and 18 years old, and they mostly were beginning their senior year of school. And this weighed heavily on them for a variety of reasons, a fear of testifying in court, but also just the mundane of, you know, what's one of the happiest days of your life as a child is your senior year with prom and homecoming and all those things. And this was taken away from them by Chris King. You know, they told me occasionally, their families told me that, you know, all the joyous memories that you want a child to have, your child to have when they're senior in high school, were just taken away by Chris King's actions.
And when it comes back to the second trial that's coming up, have we any indication as to when that might be? Is now the focus becoming on setting those dates?
Yes, and now we have a unique set of problems. They had 2 requests for change of venue in this trial, and it was denied both times. Now we're probably looking at a new request for a change of venue because of the publicity that's been generated by the first trial. So in addition to finding a date for the trial, which is expected to last 2 weeks, they will also have to determine whether he should be granted a change of venue because of the publicity that's accompanied his trial here in Des Moines County.
That is Andy Hoffman of the Burlington Hawkeye. He covered the trial of former Burlington Alderman Chris King, who was convicted of 2 counts of sexual abuse and 2 counts of assault. King faces a maximum of 32 years in prison. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.